Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Livestock farmers will have a chance to learn more about forages and extending their grazing season during the Western Kentucky Forage Conference at the Christiana Extension Office Thursday, October 31st. University of Kentucky Extension Forage Specialist Dr. Chris Teutsch says the theme of this year's conference is reducing hay feeding and optimizing profitability.
This year's focus is on extending the grazing season. We've got a keynote speaker that's Dr. Jim Garish, and he's going to be with us. Jim's a nationally renowned expert in grazing, and he worked at the University of Missouri at one of the outlying research stations for years, so he knows forage systems in this part of the country very well.
Dr. Teutsch says grazing has proven to be a very cost-effective way to feed cattle on the farm.
Grazing is the cheapest way to supply nutrients to cows and calves, and it costs about a third as much to feed an animal by letting it harvest its own forage through grazing versus feeding hay. And it's easier on producers because we're not baling hay and hauling it out to those animals.
He adds one University of Kentucky specialist will discuss realistic grazing goals.
Greg Halleck is going to talk about how many days would be the optimum for feeding hay and for grazing. It's always important to remember that as we approach feeding grazing for 365 days, that's probably not going to be the economical optimum. We're probably going to be somewhere around hay feeding for 60 days and grazing for 300 days.
We'll have more in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Dr. Teutsch says he is looking forward to two presentations by Jim Garish, with registration still open.
Yep, Dave, there's still an opportunity to sign up, and if they don't get signed up and decide they want to come, you can always register at the door. And the meeting includes proceedings, and you also will have access to visit with Jim Garish and the other speakers at the meeting.
He adds there will be another event on Friday to give farmers a firsthand look at forages in the field.
There will be a pasture walk with Jim Garish in Western Kentucky in Ballard County at Dogwood Farm. And that's going to be a good hands-on pasture walk, and people will be able to ask questions and interact with Dr. Garish during the pasture walk.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.